Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. I want to talk about something that I know that you have made a connection with, and you've made this connection between critical thinking and apologetics. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, this was one of the things, honestly, that kind of surprised me. I didn't know that I was going to see this connection when I started doing this, when I started really diving into critical thinking and the fallacies. But what I started to see is the connection. I feel like critical thinking is foundational to being able to defend our faith, to apologetics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, apologetics is just a fancy word for being able to give a reason for the hope that we have within us, right? It's being able to defend our faith and knowing the answers to why do we believe the things that we believe. And Critical thinking, what I started to realize is, oh my goodness, so many of the arguments that are made against our faith or against God or against the Bible, they're bad thinking. They're logical fallacies. Mm-hmm. But if you can't recognize them, then you're going to be fooled by them. Because again, if you don't have good thinking, you're going to veer toward, you're going to make one of these logical fallacies. You're going to confuse things. I'll give you an example. There is a a meme that was going around a couple months ago, and it was saying, and I wish I had it, I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but you'll get the gist of it. But it was saying, well, this is biblical, but it's not Christ-like. And this is biblical. Like it would say, you know, polygamy is biblical, but it's not Christ-like, right? All these things.
Right.
And what they were doing, they were trying to say, okay, so these things are in the Bible, but that's not Christ-like, calling into question the authority of the Bible. And I saw this meme and I was like, oh my gosh, here you go. This is an example, right? And I showed it to my daughter. She had a friend over. I showed it to them. Both of them have been studying logic now at this point for 3 years, right? I'm like, Okay, real world test. And I showed it to them. I said, what do you guys see? You know, tell me what you see with this. And it's an example of equivocation. They're using biblical and Christ-like, mm-hmm. not in the way that those two words are originally meant. So they're using biblical to say it's in the Bible, right? On one example, right? Because there's a lot of things that are in the Bible. Like there's theft in the Bible. Like
murder, infidelity.
It addresses a lot of stuff.
Homosexuality.
Right. It's all in there. But that doesn't mean that God is endorsing it. That doesn't mean that God is saying this is how you should therefore live, right? Those are the things. But if you don't recognize it, it can take you down this whole path of strange theology and of strange ways of believing what you believe about the Bible and what you believe about God and to be true and to be not true. And so I just realized, here's another one, reification. So reification is a fallacy that says that makes something inanimate as if it were like human-like. It gives human-like qualities mm-hmm. to something inanimate. So an example that we have seen a lot is, well, the science says, fill in the blank.
Right. Yep.
No, the science doesn't say. Science doesn't say anything. The scientist will interpret it and say it a certain way, right? And so they'll have, well, science says, and they'll come up with something that is not in agreement with the Bible. And so we're supposed to say, well, call into question the Bible because the science says, okay, well, number one, they're making a logical fallacy with that because the science isn't saying anything. This scientist is interpreting this data to say a certain thing. And so now I have to ask the question, what cognitive biases does that scientist have? What is his worldview? Where is he coming from? So you can see how these things all fit together. They all fit together to be able to recognize what is the error in logic or the error in thinking that's being made here, and then go take it a step further. What are the cognitive biases that this person has? Right. And so I feel like if you have a good foundation in logical thinking, it makes the study of apologetics so much easier and so yeah. much more applicable, because right. now you're recognizing them in the moment. It reduces it from a whole bunch of big sounding theology, right, into something that you can use on a daily basis as you're yeah. having a conversation or you're scrolling through social media. So I feel yeah. like it's a really important foundation for that.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.